Thank you very much. I want to call a meeting in order for the CVAN Executive Committee. And before we get the roll call and stuff, I want to thank our guests. Construction and Riverside County Sheriff's Department. For those that went on the tour, if there are any questions of the Sheriff's Department or of the construction crew, we can take care of that real quick now if there's any questions. Seeing that, thank, I said thank you very much. It was very nice. And finished construction is...
Finished the first phase. What you see out there is December of next year. And then we expect to take down the existing jail that you saw out there and finish that about 8 months after that.
You got a lot to do.
Next year, December 17th.
We got a lot done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now everybody knows where the bathrooms is, are.
Next door, all the way to the...
Straight down the hallway to the end, to the right. Help yourselves. And thanks for coming.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, can we have the roll call, please?
Yes. Blythe?
Here.
Cathedral City?
Here.
Coachella?
Here.
Desert Hot Springs?
Present.
Indian Wells?
Here.
Indio?
Present.
La Quinta?
Present.
Palm Desert?
Here.
Palm Springs?
Here.
Rancho Mirage?
Here.
Riverside County? Fifth District?
Here.
We have a quorum.
And I also want to thank Supervisor John Benoit for setting up the tour. And he is stuck in traffic trying to get from Riverside. He says it's the Coachella traffic, but I thought that's all going the other way.
That's not a good excuse.
So he won't be with us today. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and Mayor Miller? Can you raise the pledge?
Put your hand over your heart, open honor and flag of our country for all those who have protected and served and those who will in the future. Please begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't have any sheets, but are there any public comments? Right there, podium.
All right.
Good afternoon. I was about to say good morning, but it's not morning still. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Dr. Jenna LeCount-Heinley, and I am the CEO of HARC, which is Health Assessment and Research for Communities. And you may or may not have heard of us before. We are a nonprofit located in Palm Desert that provides research and evaluation to the Coachella Valley as a whole. Whether or not you've heard of us, you and your constituents have been touched by our data. We collect data every 3 years on the health of the Coachella Valley, and we give that data back to the community at no charge. This helps our community to prioritize critical needs, to plan and deliver programs and services to address those needs, and to get the funding to put on those programs and services. We're very proud to say that in the past 5 years, organizations using our data have brought in over $12.8 million to this valley to provide things such as counseling for children, homebound meals for homebound seniors, free HIV testing for all, pregnancy prevention for teens, and many, many more programs. We've been providing this data for nearly a decade now. It'll be 10 years in September. And due to the generosity of Supervisor Benoit, who you mentioned, and the Desert Healthcare District and the county and various other local healthcare organizations, we do have the funds to continue to collect this data. And I'm standing here because for the first time in 10 years, I want to ask each of you as a cities to help us support that and continue to be able to provide that data free of charge back to our community. So in the coming weeks, I will be following up with each one of you to talk about whether or not you can support HARC in your next fiscal year's budget and what HARC can do to make that data more useful and better for you and your city. I really urge you to consider this when I do come to meet with you. It really will help you, your city, your constituents, and the Coachella Valley community as a whole. So if you have any questions, I put my email and my phone number on the sign-in sheet, and as I said, I'll be following up. So I hope to have a good conversation with every one of you. Thank you.
Any other public comments? Seeing none, we'll go to Executive Committee Director comments. Mayor Ted Wild from Rancho Mirage, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Henry, and
members of the executive committee. On behalf of the city of Rancho Mirage, I want to formally announce that I will be assigning my position at the executive committee to Dana Hobart, who will still represent our city on the committee. So a formal letter has been sent, but I wanted to make a verbal presentation to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations on your re-election, and congratulations on your mayorship.
Thank you.
Also, I want to make a comment that if by chance this meeting runs past 5:30, I'm going to step out, and Mayor Dana Reed from Indian Wells will take over as the chair. I have an engagement in Cathedral City. I have to be at 6 o'clock. So just want to make sure you see me leave. You know the reason why. Any other comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I see that there's no update on CV Link. Consequently, I'll just make this report regarding the results of the April election in Rancho Mirage. At this point in time, Measure 1, which was a measure to require a vote of the people before a future council can authorize CV Link into the city, excepting on the two-mile stretch of Ramon Road, was approved 75%. Measure 2, voters were asked if they approved spending $100 million to construct and an additional $1.6 million annually to operate and maintain the CV Link. That was disapproved by 79%. Measure 3 asked the voters, if CV Link were to be constructed, would you approve the City Council approving an annual O&M expense, which CVAG has projected our share to be between $110,300 and $251,800 as of the ninth year, and continuing to increase annually at the rate of inflation. That measure was disapproved 78%. And Measure 4, would you approve or disapprove of CVAG taking $20 million from our regional Measure A fund to go toward paying for the construction of the neighborhood electric vehicles portion of the CV Link? And that was disapproved by the voters at 81%. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Just a quick announcement that in Mayor Evans' Fine City on May 5th and 6th, Gag is in the General Assembly, and I encourage everyone to go attend. It's at the La Quinta Resort. It will have some great panels. They'll be addressing a lot of future transportation needs and other sorts of health needs and needs of our communities, and I would say it was really important to be there, and you'll get a lot out of it.
Any other comments?
Just one, and we've had a chance to see a pretty impressive construction project for those that got here a little early across the street. There's a second very large impressive construction project, and I just had an email earlier today or yesterday. I want to show you a couple of the images. It's hard to see probably from the back, but there's some high quality images. I'll pass them along, particularly the city of Indio, of the construction on April 1st. Go ahead. There's a lot going on in the city of Indio, isn't there, Mayor?
Absolutely.
And it's all going on with a couple of 100,000 people coming into town this month. So it's an impressive bit of logistics that are happening in the city. And again, anybody that's interested in those images or anything else on this on Jefferson Interchange, which is CVAG's largest project in quite some time, I'd be happy to share with you. That's it, Mayor.
Thank you. Consent agenda?
I pull item F, please.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Item F is approved.
I just wanted to pull it in order for Rancho Mirage to vote no on that measure consistent with what we've done.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve item F?
Move approval.
Second.
And do we need roll calls? Or is it just good enough?
Joanna, is that sufficient?
I think it's.
Is anybody else going to vote no?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
One opposed? All in favor of motion passes. Item 7A is a presentation of our used oil recycling poster winner, Jorge Nunez. You guys want to step up here?
You could all come on up.
You're all welcome.
While they're coming up, this is Jorge Nunez and his family, his father and mother and two younger siblings. And Jorge is a fourth grader. And he is our grand prize winner of our used oil recycling program. Give you a little bit about the reused oil recycling program. Is CVAG's used oil recycling program makes it easy for people to recycle used oil at events through the Coachella Valley. Jorge's wonderful poster shows the improper disposal of used oil pollutants to our environment. One quart of motor oil can pollute 250,000 gallons of water. So it's really important. Jorge's poster helps us promote the recycling program. So far, we've collected 764 filters and 1,138 gallons of oil this year. And the next recycle program will be on May 14th in Blythe. And each year, CVAG sponsors a poster contest. This year, Jorge is the winner. He's a fourth grade student at Cesar Chavez School. And we have his poster. We have a small gift for him and his family. So thank you very much. You want to introduce your family? Our second, third place winner, second place is Jocelyn Ortega from Westside Elementary School, and third place is Brittany Medina from John Kelly Elementary School. Item 7B is a community choice aggregation joint feasibility study.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be presenting this report for Benjamin Dreon. As you know, in January, at the meeting of the Executive Committee, you launched an opportunity for CVAG to work with the Western Riverside Council of Governments and the San Bernardino Associated Governments on a study of community choice aggregation. Community choice aggregation is a way that cities and counties may be able to aggregate buying power to secure other forms of electricity, perhaps focusing on renewable energy. We've been working since that direction from the Executive Committee with WRCOG, the Western Riverside Council of Governments, and SANBAG, and just recently went through an RFP process to select a consultant to complete a feasibility study. That was completed over the last month or so, and on May 4th, the Western Riverside Council of Governments will consider a recommendation from the selection committee. The consultant that was selected is Bevilacqua Knight, known as BKI, teamed up with EES Consulting. They both have a tremendous amount of experience. In fact, we learned during the interviews that BKI actually did a study back in the 2000s when CVAG was looking at a municipal utility program. So they have some experience with CVAG. They've also done some work on the Salton Sea and are currently conducting a feasibility study for the County of Los Angeles, also for community choice aggregation. This item is a fairly straightforward one. We, as part of this program, we have agreed to cooperate with SANBAG and with WRCOG on this study. WRCOG is taking the lead and they will do the contract. The cost of the study, at least the estimated cost for BKI, is $168,100. We would anticipate that being split roughly half and half between San Bernardino and Riverside counties, and then we'll split with WRCOG based on the number of cities. We have about seven cities that participate. Only those cities who are covered by Southern California Edison would be eligible at this point. So we don't have quite the final negotiation amount. The WRCOG Executive Committee will consider that at their meeting next week. But we expect this study to go forward. The first step is to get the data from Southern California Edison. That could take as much as 60 days. We're looking at about a six-month time frame, or perhaps sooner, for that study to be completed, and we'll be keeping you informed as we go along. I wanted to also comment that, as you know, the county has been working on a study with Good Energy, and I understand that that is moving forward and anticipating some results.
Mr. Chairman, if you'd like, I understand he can tell you where the county is on that program.
Absolutely. Can we just, Jorge and his family, you're more than welcome to stay, but I see the kids are getting a little antsy. So please feel free to leave whenever you want, but obviously you can stay as long as you want. So,
All right, excuse me for interrupting.
That was good.
Thank you. Very courteous. The county is, we're 2 or 3 weeks away from receiving the economic analysis from Good Energy. And then at that point, the exact cost will be bringing to the board. We could do after that and on the timing for the board to make a decision if it's economically feasible to move forward in creating a CCA. So we will have that data, have an analysis done, and be ready to see if it actually makes sense to do it.
I know you have on here not to exceed $75,000. Where's that funds coming from?
Those funds will come from the funds we have been receiving for our PACE program. We have a cost recovery program for PACE, and we'll be using those funds for this cost. And we anticipate it'll be less than $75,000, so that would be a not-to-exceed number. You have the staff recommendation that is to authorize the executive director to sign the documents as necessary to proceed with the feasibility study and to authorize the $75,000, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any other questions for the committee?
I don't have a question to the committee, and I have a comment. Actually, I've got several comments. One, a project such as this is not within the inherent authority of this transportation-oriented group. And it would seem to me that before we authorize expenditure of money or proceeding, that we should have at least one of two things. If we don't have an implementation agreement, we should at least have a vote of approval from each of the city councils that are affected by this. To me, it looks like the synchronization plan in part and CB Link in part, an attempt of this organization to expand its authority over cities that should be dealing with these issues. The use of PACE funds seems to me to be dubious legal authority. The PACE fund was supposed to be reimbursement to us for the costs of implementing the PACE fund. And it wasn't to use in a general fund sort of way, it was to reimburse us for those costs. But if we are beyond the need to replenish the amount that the PACE monies that we put into it were, then we should be looking at ways to give that money back to property owners in our cities who have taken out loans from which we get these PACE funds. To me, it's a gross misuse of PACE funds to act like we can use that for this project, one that this group, let's put it this way, has dubious or questionable authority in the first place. And the second, and, or third and last point that I'd like to make is that this area, contrary to some of the language in the report, this area is extremely broad, and we will lose whatever ability we have to deal for the benefit of our cities by becoming a part of a WRCOG, Sandbag, San Bernardino's group, Coachella Valley Association of Governments. This is a giant organization. And I suppose you could say, I don't know if you could establish, but I suppose you could say that there would be some kind of economy of size. We could get energy at a lesser cost if we belong to a bigger organization. But I don't think that's true from what I know. The city of Rancho Mirage has begun its own efforts to investigate having the city manage CCA. We would much prefer that our council control it rather than CVAG controlling or CVAG plus WRCOG, whatever that group will end up being, along with the San Bernardino County Association of Governments. So I really think that that we shouldn't be passing this. We should give our cities an opportunity to look into community choice aggregation on their own, because if it can be done, and if it can be done at reasonable expense, and our expense would be reimbursed, much like the PACE funds are reimbursing CVAG, our costs would be reimbursed by the program itself. So anyway, I urge a no vote, or to have the matter tabled until we have a lot more information than we have now. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments? My understanding is that all this is a feasibility study, and it's joining the others to get that study cheaper than for an individual city to go out and do their own individual study. And then it doesn't do anything with the ability for an individual city to do their own
CCA.
I kept seeing CVAC, and I'm like, I know it's not that. But it's to at least get that study so each individual city can see what if there is a benefit to doing it in their own individual cities. It's not giving anybody authority.
Question, did Rancho Mirage do a feasibility study, and are there already options that you're exploring if you're pursuing it city specific? Because I looked at this as the same thing as if the feasibility study can be done as an economies of scale, it could be that individual cities then pursue their own. Obviously, we're an IID territory, so we don't even qualify for this in La Quinta, but it'll glean some information on what options might be out there for a future CCA. But did Rancho Mirage already?
Well, we have begun the process. That's as much as I'd like to say at this point in time. If we go forward with it, as I suspect we will, but who knows at this point, we will be glad to share the information with anybody.
And notably, the scope of work with the consultant team looks at a superstructure of San Bernardino and Riverside counties, and potentially even Los Angeles, forming one CCA, potentially a WRCOG, CVAG area, county area, CCA, and individual city CCAs. And that would be a secondary step if, as in the county study, the economics plays out. If a city doesn't want, if this moves forward, and a city does not want the WRCOG-led program to evaluate their city, send us a note, and we certainly remove that step, that part of the scope of work from the consultant's work. We'd save a little bit of money by doing so.
Can I make a quick point? I don't recall if there's any report, but because the CVAG of WRCOG, they have to amend their charter to do so, because the county is authorized to do a CCA, a city is authorized to do a CCA, but the COG would have to amend its charter to do so.
And there may be an implementation agreement if we went that direction, but there's nothing, as far as I could tell, in CVAG's charter, JPA, or anything else that allows CVAG to take the power away from cities to form their own CCA. It's simply a study at this stage.
Okay. Chairman?
Yes.
Tom, can you speak to Mr. Hobart's concerns about PACE money being utilized? Have you looked in that to see that it was a justified use of that funding for this process?
The intent, Katie, correct me if I'm wrong, both WRCOG, as far as I know, Sandbag, and CVAG would use the same model. We could ask each city to pony up some money for the study. This makes good sense to us because part of our overall energy program, if a CCA were formed, as former Mayor Dana Hobart pointed out, the formation of the CCA could recoup costs for the formation. So that any costs that were front-loaded, whether by a city or by CVAG, could be repaid out of the formation process.
Yes.
The Steve Hernandez.
I know that. I was going to call you mayor.
Just again, structure, obviously the public utility cities are being left out, and that would include Coachella, Indio, La Quinta, maybe even up the pass, and you know, whoever has the power. But is there some type of analysis that's being done on behalf of the public entities? And I say that just because when we look at, you know, the IID structure, the IID contract runs out about 2021, at least from what I understand in terms of their ability to serve the Coachella Valley. So if we're talking energy, this is usually a long-term play, and it's not going to happen overnight, but there needs to be some type of consideration for at least my city in Coachella. I don't want to speak for Indio and La Quinta, but you know, how are we even addressing that long-term need in the IID service territory? And could this possibly be part of the conversation moving forward?
What I'd recommend, and Kitty, again, if you have additional information, this study will not address that issue. However, if two or three of the IID cities want CVAG to start that process, I don't know when the contracts are up in Indio or La Quinta for that matter, CVAG could take a role there, but it's really up to those two or three cities.
Well, we'd probably do it on ourselves too, but I'm just, you know, or the other thing would be is, would the PACE funding be available to us in our cities?
Yeah, it potentially could be reimbursed, yeah. Certainly. Yeah.
Okay. Sure, if I can. Yeah, County Council is working on a decision regarding the CCAs operating in IID county territory. So hopefully next week we'll have some clarity on County Council's view of doing so.
Will you be able to share that with us then?
We'll share.
Thank you.
Yes.
I need the record to show that I am recusing myself from this issue. As I explained last time, Southern California Edison is a client of my law firm, and at least on the city level anyway, the city attorney has told me I cannot participate. So I'm assuming that the results are the same with this body as well.
Yeah, I brought that up at WRCOG. WRCOG, right now, Edison, I guess, is not involved in this as yet. It's not a... Yeah, because there were several of us that had donations from Southern Edison, and they brought it back to us. And they said, no, Southern Edison is not involved at this point. Now, that could lead to, if they turn around and they intervene and say, hey, you can't do this, then we're out. And they take care. But, you know, you can fund us if you want to do whatever you want.
Thank you.
So we just brought up and discussed, and we got an opinion from council. That we did not have to step down yet, maybe not ever. So that was the county. That was the county wouldn't have to. Again. That was the WRCOG our last meeting.
I have a couple. It seems that we have a lot of things that we're looking at so that we can move forward effectively. Mm-hmm. And I do know that certainly CVAG is not just about transportation, and even its mission statement doesn't even mention transportation. And the fact that we have PACE fundings is further proof we're not just about transportation. So we all are, it's about our organizations working better to ultimately to get to the end of where we need to go. And the economies of scale are part of that issue. Also, in Palm Desert, we do have a portion that's IID. So it's something that we'd like to look at, certainly, and make sure that we're doing the best thing for our city.
And again, I'd reiterate, if this were to move forward, and a city still did not want us to pursue an analysis in your city, look at Rancho Mirage, because you brought it up, just a formal communication from the mayor or the city manager on the subject, and we'll make sure that you're eliminated from the study efforts.
Move approval.
Second.
I'd like to make an amendment to the motion that prior to the spending of the $75,000 on the PACE program, we have legal counsel look to make sure that's a proper expenditure.
Second.
I
think that's a friendly amendment.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes.
One abstention.
One abstention, I'm sorry.
Is the I on this? Which portion is the I on?
I'm sorry.
Is it with the, I thought we were voting on the amendment.
I think it was the motion with the amendment.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the legal opinion.
Except for the friendly amendment.
Well, I'd have to do it separately. I would vote I on the amendment, but I would still vote no.
Okay, so one no, two abstentions, and the rest aye.
Aye.
Can
you
take them two separate votes?
Is
that
helpful?
Two separate would be
cleaner.
Okay,
two separate.
Yes.
Motion on the amendment?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This
amendment. Hold on. Is that what you're looking for? You're looking for a motion on the amendment? Because I think that.
I think you should take them separate. It's just cleaner.
Are you referring to the two items or the amendment to the item?
The amendment and then as a separate item. And then let's take the original item.
So the amendment, all in favor?
Aye.
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 With two abstentions. The motion to do the feasibility study with the amendment, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No, one no, two abstentions.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Informational items, status interstate change, interstate 10 interchange project. I've had that. Any questions on the regional arterial programs?
Yay, Monterey.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Can I suggest we have more meetings out here? We seem to be able to get through them very quickly.
I do have a comment on item E. CVAG representatives of SCAD Regional Council District 2 is Greg Pettis. There were no other persons that applied, and for District 66 is Mike Wilson. Again, there were no other persons.
Please thank them both.
Thank you. The next executive committee meeting is Monday, June 6th at 4:30. Motion to adjourn.
Well, wait a minute. Whose idea was it to have the General Assembly in Cathedral City?
I'm kidding.
I'm just kidding.
You haven't graduated.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Okay. Motion to adjourn. Thank you very much.